time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jessica Harrow. She is with the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. Got a lot of great programs that are coming up. We're going to talk February all the way into April. The Boys and Girls Club is open for business. They've got plenty of room for you. And we're just going to talk about the things that go on down there and what they do for the youth in this community. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. It's always good to see you.
Anytime you want to come in, I love talking about the Boys and Girls Club. I'm sure you probably do too.
Yes, I do.
All right. So let's start right out of the gate. You guys are averaging about, what did you tell me, 48 kids on average. And where does that put you as far as your COVID numbers and your capacity for the building? Where's that at?
Yeah, great question. So the maximum that we can have in our building is 76. So that puts about 19 kids per staff. So we still have plenty of room for growth. We can accept about roughly another 30 kids. However, right now our third through fifth grade group is full. That's at capacity. But that's just till the end of the school year. And, you know, once those fifth graders move up to the teens, we'll have more room to accept in that group.
And even at the 70, what did you say, 76?
Mm-hmm.
Even at the 76, that keeps you under your capacity as far as state protocols for COVID and everything as well?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. So we've got that. There's plenty of room except for third through fifth grade is full. And you are actually taking registrations right now. Still, people can do that for the rest of the school year. And how does that work if somebody wants to join the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, we've actually had people reach out, whether it's through email or calling us there at our office number. They can just swing by the club. We give them a membership form. And that's pretty much it. So it's a pretty simple process.
Pretty simple. And it gets you the rest of the school year. Now, coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk about some fun summer programs, too, that they do every year. And if I were a kid, I would really take advantage of that. All right. Coming up the end of this month, you said you're going to offer a sex education class for kids between 14 and 18. Let's talk about the dates. And I'm sure there's some consent forms and things like that that need to be taken care of with the parents as well. So let's talk all about that one.
Absolutely. So this class, like you mentioned, it's for 14 to 18 year olds. It is given by an instructor that's certified by the state. We would give consent forms to the parents. And this class really just focuses on healthy relationships, wanting to prevent pregnancy and STDs, and, you know, teaching about peer pressure and making decisions based off of our values and what's important to us.
Okay. And that's coming up, you said, in February, and then moving into March. You've got some great stuff planned. A couple of big things. National Nutrition Month, we'll talk about that, and financial literacy. Let's talk about those two things. Let's start with National Nutrition Month first. What are some of the things that you've got planned for that?
Yeah, so a lot of our staff are going to be teaching some healthy cooking classes, both using a stovetop and without the stovetop, and for our teens, too, and juniors to learn that, you know, to cook for themselves and have those life skills that they're going to take on into adulthood.
And so you're going to have cooking and things like that that kids can go in and learn all about. And, you know, are you going to teach them to cook dinner for the family, too?
Yeah. I mean, right now we're still trying to decide on what recipes. But, yeah, a lot of cooking and just healthy life skills that they can have.
All right. Another healthy life skill is financial literacy. And you've partnered with one of the credit unions upstate. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk. Let's talk about how that is going to work with the financial literacy program and what kind of some of the things that they're going to cover in that program.
Yeah. So this curriculum we are so excited about. It's called Bonsai. It covers every topic from budgeting to if you want to pay off your car loan to if you're looking to moving out, you know, what it realistically looks like to be able to afford that. And so we're going to do these classes are going to be specific whether you're a teen or a junior, because, you know, a junior, an elementary age kid, they don't really need to worry about moving out yet. So we're going to make it very individualized per group.
And some of the things that you're going to learn in this maybe is, you know, like what's a credit score?
Yeah.
And, you know, budgets and things like that. These are skills that kids need to learn. I've got one that's about ready to move out. And it's time that they learn these. So you guys have partnered and you've got a really cool partner with this, the University Credit Union, and they're going to help with this class. Let's talk about them and some of the cool things that they have.
Yeah. So what's really cool with partnering with this credit union is that these kids can open up a savings account, and the credit union is going to put $50 in their account, and then they're going to turn around and put an additional $50 in a donation towards our club. So it's a win-win for everybody, and one of our staff specifically, they're going to be using this account, and the kids are going to be opening up essentially their own little businesses so they can get those skills to learn, okay, you know, this is my net worth, or this is, you know, being able to calculate how much I'm spending and gaining back. So again, making these skills real life so they can really interact with learning them.
Maybe you'll have a little entrepreneur on your hand. You just never know, do you?
Yeah.
All right. And then let's wrap up with the summer programs. Now, the summer programs that you guys have are great. They've done great things up there. I mean, I know you try and get out as much as you can outdoors with the kids. What are some of the things that you're looking at doing this summer as far as the summer programs are concerned?
Yeah, so I mean, the warmer weather is making us think about summer already. So, I mean, so far we've already done outdoor activities with sledding and taking them snowshoeing and whatnot. And for the summer, we're planning some big activities. We're going to be going outside a lot, get them moving. Ideally, we're wanting to plan activities where we can go down to Moab, go hiking, and, you know, if we can, maybe some whitewater rafting. So a lot of big things are in the works.
All right, now there is a separate fee, because your normal fee just runs through the regular school year.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a separate fee for the summer program. And what is that fee?
Yeah, so for the entire summer, it's just the $20. So the same cost as it would for the school year.
And that will carry you all the way through until it's time to go back to school. And
that's right.
Nobody wants to talk about going back to school after that.
No, it's too soon.
All right. Hey, Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. If anybody has questions, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Probably our office number. That is 435-637-6066.
All right. We've been speaking with Jessica Haro. She's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club right here in Price. Any information, just reach out to them and they will get you taken care of. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.